We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On August 22nd, ESPN and the ACC bring you ACC Network. Get closer to the conference home of 15 championship-winning programs. With live games, inside access, original content and analysis. Be in the know all day, every day. Visit GetACCN.com to check availability in your area and demand ACCN. Are you ready for ACCN? We do this.
Hello, Duke fans. You're listening to Blue Devil 360. This summer, we're taking a look at 10 senior athletes who have just recently graduated. We're doing a series on Thank You, Duke. And my name is Jason Lapidus, a senior on the men's tennis team, and I'll be your host along the way.
This is Blue Devil 360, the official podcast of Duke Athletics.
All right, we are back with another episode of Blue Devil 360. Jason Lapidus here doing our summer series where we speak with different senior student athletes who have just recently graduated so they can say thank you not only to Duke but to the different people that have made their journey through their 4 years go easily. So we are joined by Liv Jenner on the women's lacrosse team. Mm-hmm. Liv and I have known each other since freshman year.
You in Randolph? Yeah.
Bell Tower and Randolph are really close for those who don't know the
close
East Campus.
Close proximity.
But just give like a little brief introduction about yourself, kind of how you came about coming to Duke and what kind of that whole commitment process was like. And then...
Yeah. So as Jason said, my name's Liv Jenner. I'm on the women's lacrosse team. And I came to Duke in somewhat of a pretty like organic recruiting process in that I play lacrosse. And at the time, Duke was a pretty much like a powerhouse in lacrosse, and I would say still is, but I knew when I was going through the recruiting process I wanted to go to a school that had such a high standard academically and athletically, and when I was looking at my choices, Duke was kind of the standalone in that aspect. And so my mom actually went here, and so because of that, I'd always been aware of, like, what Duke is, and specifically, like, Duke basketball. So when I came here as a sophomore, going into, like, sophomore summer, they had my first visit, wasn't as like sure about it, but then came back in the winter and ended up going to a basketball game, and that, like, as cliche as that may sound, that definitely sold me. And so that was kind of my recruiting process going into that, and I knew stepping on this campus, going to the basketball game, that I so badly wanted to be part of, like, this environment where people take athletics very seriously but also are very serious about other things, and there's just this huge culture that you can kind of explore a lot of avenues in. So that was kind of my recruiting process.
Yeah, that's great. Was your mom, did she play a sport here?
Yeah, so this was like back in the 80s when they didn't have many women's sports, but she did play. They didn't actually have a varsity lacrosse team at the time, so she played club. And she actually only came here for her junior and senior and actually sophomore year. Yeah, so, yeah.
So was she pretty influential in the process?
Yeah, she kind of at first tried to kind of like be more hands-off, but I think as I was going through and narrowing down the schools, I think her influence and her kind of knowledge of the school definitely helped guide me, because you can't really discount someone who has like gone here and gone through the process. And I would say also I am from Maryland, so I knew I kind of wanted to do something different than what a lot of my friends were doing, as in they all like half my club or half my club and lacrosse team in high school like went to the University of Maryland to play, and so I knew I definitely wanted to do something different, and so having that and then having also my mom's experience kind of like was the perfect match for that. So yeah,
definitely. So at the end of this of y'all's season, they came out with a cool special on you and your sister.
Yeah.
What is something that, because obviously she's a freshman,
mm-hmm.
or she was a freshman, and now you, I guess, could impart some different knowledge and wisdom on her. What were some of the things that you learned from a few of the seniors when you were a freshman that you tried to kind of teach not only your sister but the freshmen?
Yeah, freshmen I think one of the biggest things is like how to be an advocate for yourself. I think that comes in, you can kind of look at that in the academic and the athletic sphere, and that I think as a freshman, it's so easy to kind of defer to like those who are older than you. And like me, and in lacrosse, it's like easy. If someone needs to go in for a drill, it's like you look around and you want the junior or senior going in. But as a freshman, those are the moments where you have to like be willing to step up and like step in the drill and do that. And then if you're not like having the experience you want, maybe in playing time, being willing to like go to coaches and like talk to them and be like, well, how can I get better? So I think that being an advocate is definitely something I've like tried to instill in her, because ultimately like how much you can do that for yourself will really dictate your experience in college. So definitely that. And I also think just kind of being willing to kind of roll with the punches. I think it's really easy going in, especially at a school like Duke. I think all of us have really high expectations of ourselves. And so being able to be okay with if something doesn't really work out and like the plan you have set for yourself and how you kind of can like be more flexible and just kind of roll with the punches in that sense. Yeah.
Definitely. Has it been kind of a blessing to have her here? Has it been really different than your relationship prior?
It actually, so it, yes and no. I think having a sibling in college has made, especially with her being a freshman and me being a senior, I think that's like the perfect age gap. And going into it, Maddie and I were really close already, but this year we've become even closer just because we like can laugh about the same things and in lacrosse, and we just have so many more experiences and shared experiences together. And she, it also helps that she doesn't have a car, and so I'm constantly driving her and like the freshman and like hearing like what the like freshman gossip is, and that's always been
it brings you back.
It keeps you so grounded. I'm like, oh my gosh, I did like used to remember those type of things, and I would like argue about the same stuff.
The freshmen keep us young.
Yeah, they do. They honestly do. They're it's funny because you, and also when you're a senior, you think, oh, I never had like I never was like that disorganized, or I was like never such a hot mess, but then you like hear them talking, you're like, yeah, that was literally me, like missing your alarm or like random things like that. So I think having her here is, it's made our relationship so much closer.
For sure.
Yeah.
Are your parents able to come down a bunch? I'm assuming they make a lot of trips.
Yeah,
down.
They actually... Yeah, I feel like it's so funny because whenever, like, my friend or other friends, like, or just anyone random will, like, come to the game, you're always like, I always see your dad, like, cheering, whatever. They actually haven't missed a game, which is really, pretty amazing because especially considering we have a... I have a younger brother who's in high school, so, like, he has all of his, like, athletic stuff going on and... They're still willing to, like...
I'm sure he likes having the house to himself.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah. He actually has noted, though, he's been getting a little lonely.
Really?
But, yeah, because, like, he's not the type of kid to, like, throw a party or anything
yet. Not that you know of.
Yeah, exactly. But, because it's been, like, a few weekends where he's been alone. But I think that initially he was just hanging out with the dog, so that was a pretty good setup for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's kind of some of your most memorable moments as a student-athlete here? Maybe do one that's specifically, like, lacrosse-related, mm-hmm. and then maybe one that's not really related to that at all.
Yeah.
So you could do multiple.
Yeah, moments. Just all the best, the highlights.
Yeah.
I think a memorable moment was for me personally, was our second-round ACC game against UNC. We ended up losing in, like, the last 30 seconds, like, 6-5, and this was before shot clock, so we had, like, really low scoring games, but, I think for me that was, like, a big memorable moment because it was, like, a personal journey, whereas, like, I had kind of been, like, up and down, freshman year, and then having that game kind of, like, cemented, like, my whole experience and, like, kind of just verified to me that, like, I deserve to be there and can, like, really make a contribution. And so that was kind of like when I'm ever having like a lack of confidence, I always just like kind of try to draw on that freshman year game. So that would definitely be a highlight. And I think just in general, one highlight is like all the like best friends I've made. I feel like we both can like say that a lot of the people our teammates are like some of our like best friends. And I think a lot of the like most fun like moments are just when we're just like hanging out, and those are a lot of, like, the highlights that I'll remember, like, after college. And I feel like a non-lacrosse one would just be, like, general going to basketball games. I feel like those are always so fun, especially if you can, like, tailgate and have, like, fun outside of it. And those have always been, like, the most fun experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always admired both men's and women's lacrosse culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, I mean, tennis is obviously a very individual sport,
right.
And it's so different.
Less,
but lacrosse, because I know a lot of teams will say family when they bring it in
yeah.
idol. And I actually genuinely feel like from everything I've been involved with lacrosse players, like they actually mean it.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing like that's been a constant throughout my 4 years is like how much we dedicate to our culture and how much we truly have each other's backs. And we may not like each other every single day, but we are essentially a family in that we like will always be there to support each other and always back each other up. And I think like those are true. I think in recently I was speaking to alums and they were just none of them really like talk about specific games that the moments that they really reflect on at Duke. It's like the moments with their teammates and the moments that come after college that now that you like have those relationships. So I feel like it's whatever it is. And it's about like Duke lacrosse. It's just very much that like family culture, which is kind of, I think, rare at a lot of other schools, just having friends who go to other big lacrosse schools.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What's one of the funniest or most embarrassing stories you remember from these 4 years?
I would probably just say my entire freshman year was just a sequence of, like, embarrassing moments.
Right.
Yeah.
What is the significance behind your number?
14, yeah. Well, so...
She's number 14, by the way.
Yeah. So I'm number 14, which just... more corresponds to my birthday because it's November 14th and I chose that in middle school and then stuck with it in high school. And it's always just worked out that whenever I'm going to like a new school, like when I was a freshman, the senior had just graduated who was 14, so I got it and the same thing like happened at Duke. So I've kind of been fortunate and then in that regard. And Maddie, my sister, just kind of took a liking to it too and ended up taking my jersey in high school, and then she plans to do it next year, so it's kind of just been like our thing.
Right.
Yeah. And our brother sometimes is 14, but he plays football, so it's like not always works out where he's like that number, but
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific teammate who was older than you that had like a really big impact on mm-hmm. your lacrosse and yeah. your social life too?
Yeah, so one that just comes to mind, or there's kind of two, but one is Maura Schwitter, who she was 2 years older than me. And she just, I think, exemplifies everything to be a good lacrosse player, in that she was resilient, always competitive, was like the hardest defender to go against in practice. And then off the field, she was just like so fun always and such a joy, and could find like the funny moments out of like the littlest things. And that's kind of someone I like very much look up to, in that she's so competitive on the field, but then once you step off, it's kind of like a different side of her. And so that's like one that I like tried to kind of reflect a lot of my actions. And then a second one was when I was a freshman, Kelsey Semesco was a senior, and she was a captain my senior year, and she was an attacker. And so a lot of her like leadership style, I like try to like take in my own a lot, in that she was always held like people accountable. And our personalities are a little more different, but I think a lot of the stuff she does, like, I do because she did. And, like, we're still, like, very good friends. Like, she'll text me before and after most games, which is nice, especially since there was, like, 3 years in between us, and, like, most seniors aren't really friends with the freshmen. So her, like, being able to, like, take an interest in me was a big part of, like, why I take an interest in a lot of the freshmen, like, outside Maddie.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. We're going to a different segment, which is fun.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a this or that game.
All right.
So rapid fire, but I'm probably going to ask you to elaborate on a few.
Okay. Yeah, if there's some interesting choices.
Right. There's a good, I think they're good questions.
Okay.
Because I came up with
them. Not biased or anything.
No. Okay. First three are Duke related.
Okay.
And then after that, it's
okay.
Anything goes. You're studying. Are you going to Lilly or Perkins Library?
Perkins.
Thought, why?
I think I like the coffee supply at Perkins. Lilly doesn't have any caffeine source, and that's, like, very crucial for studying.
I never even thought about that. I don't go to the library that much, but
I think I've gone, like, twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of, like, an apartment studier these days.
Yeah, me too. And coffee's just...
Yeah, and coffee, yeah.
On tap.
Exactly.
You're getting brunch. Are you going to West Union or are you going to Marketplace?
Oh, gosh. Probably Marketplace.
Yeah.
And more selection.
Yeah.
Marketplace brunch is so good. Yeah. Too. I've actually never been to West Union for brunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's like a well known.
Yeah.
Because everyone's just going to go to Marketplace.
Yeah. That's all you can eat.
How about off campus brunch?
And it's now Bull and Bean, but Bull Street.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. Foster's. Yeah. Anything like with good Eggs Benedict is like.
That's your go-to.
That's my go-to.
You're a big hollandaise sauce fan.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
And maybe a pancake. Yeah.
Nice.
That would be my go-to.
I know the answer, but Shooters or Divines?
Shooters.
I didn't even need to ask that. Okay. Non-Duke related. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
You have a dog?
I do. Two. But I have a cat. She's so old, though. So, she's really cute. Okay. But dogs, for sure. They're just more cuddly and more like versatile, more fun.
Yeah,
you can go in the water. Cats don't really swim that well.
Netflix or YouTube?
YouTube. Oh, no. Oh, YouTube.
Ah. Really?
Okay, I'm a huge YouTube person. Like, I will watch YouTube videos a lot in my free time, but Netflix. Yeah, Netflix. I'll go to Netflix. I can do without YouTube videos. I can't do without, like,
your
various
shows.
Netflix shows, yeah.
TV shows or movies, then?
TV shows.
Do you have any, what are your favorites?
Right now, I'm watching Billions, which is really good. I really recommend that. It's on Showtime. Also, Game of Thrones, obviously, and Veep are my current.
All good.
Yeah.
Great options. LeBron or MJ?
LeBron.
Yeah. I'm
is
that
answer. Yeah.
I also just think it's because we grew up in LeBron's era.
Right. I feel like our parents and, like, maybe, like, people older that would agree that, like, MJ kind of changed the game, but I think LeBron is a superior
what
athlete.
What makes me mad about this, which is, this is completely off topic, but what makes me mad about this is that you have all these people who are on air talking about the LeBron versus MJ debate,
yeah.
and they have, like, these basketball analysts
yeah.
who all grew up playing with MJ.
MJ era, yeah, and of course they're going to back him. But the thing also, just, like, athletics aside, the thing I love about LeBron is that he's, like, willing to take his platform and, like, do good with it, whereas MJ was just, he didn't really stand for anything, and...
Right.
Yeah. But I also just think LeBron's a superior athlete, and...
Yeah. from B-more.
Yeah.
Are you pro Flacco or pro Lamar?
I'm, like, shaking my... Okay, so... I think Lamar will be not... He'll definitely change, like, the culture of the Ravens in that he'll, like, obviously... He's obviously a running quarterback, but I don't think he'll last long enough because he's, like, just going to get hurt because of his style of play to be the starting QB for, like, more than 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And I think Flacco at his prime is a better... option than Lamar. But like, yeah, but like the past like 2 seasons of Flacco have just been awful. Like he tore his ACL, came back not versatile at all,
right?
Can't run. And like, we'll also, like, I'm a huge Ravens fan, so I like really believe in Lamar, like I want him to do well, but we'll just see if he can actually like throw the ball rather than run it, but time will tell.
Yeah, there's not that many like dual threat QBs in the NFL. So if he could do it, I mean, if there's one guy who can do it, he could do it.
But. Yeah, and we also just got this like great wide receiver. So we've always been lacking in that. So hopefully he goes by like the nickname Hollywood. So hopefully he can help Lamar out.
That's good. Are you Apple Music or Spotify?
Spotify.
Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Ice, all day.
All day?
Yeah.
Not even a question.
Regardless of season.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, right now, since the summer makes sense.
But even in the winter, always ice.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're taking a test, and it's a fill-in-the-blank, multiple choice.
Yeah.
And you have a short essay at the end.
Uh-huh.
Are you using a pen or a pencil?
Pencil. Yeah, pencil.
Okay.
Yeah. The essay makes me question it, because I would much rather write
a
pen.
That's why I said essay.
But yeah.
A lot of people change their answer based on that short
I'm gonna
essay.
See, do pencil.
200 words. It's 200 words.
Okay, pencil. I mean, yeah, pencil. That's nothing.
Actually, that might make it worse if it's 200 words, because then it has to be, like, succinct and concise.
Yeah.
So you kind of need to use... pencil. Okay.
Yeah.
That's valid.
Well, yeah.
Last two. Five Guys or In-N-Out?
In-N-Out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Surprising answer from an East Coast person.
Yeah. We don't, like, we have a lot of Five Guys, but I've always had bad experiences with them.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, yeah. Much more Shake Shack, I think, would be my, like, if I had another.
I should have put that in.
Yeah. That would be my...
That's my bad.
Yeah. Bad question.
Tough question. And then Krispy Kreme or Dunkin'?
Dunkin'. Oh, all day.
Your team is...
Yeah, we're literally, like, every time I'm... Like, I just got Dunkin' this morning, and I knew 2 people in the to-go line, because they're all, like, on my team.
I think I've maybe never seen you guys without Dunkin'.
Yeah, it's religion. It's a religion. You must have one in hand in order to be on the team.
That's the spot.
It is.
Okay, back kind of towards your lacrosse career here.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to give a shout-out or say thank you to one person... I know you talked about teammates and like former teammates a lot, but maybe someone, a coach, someone on the support staff, who would that person be and what would you like to say to them?
I think I would do 2. Jen McCullen, our trainer, and then Kirsten, obviously the head coach. For Jen, freshman year didn't really have much injury, but like after you just like get beat up in playing like any collegiate sport. And so... been a huge frequent flyer of the training room in the past like 3 years.
You have some miles.
Yeah, have some miles booked in that place. So I think she has been like such a constant source of support for like any type of injury. And she's always like, I get taped every day, so I always see her and we always have like the best conversations. And she's really, and it would be awful to have someone who like wasn't enjoyable you had to see every day. So her... is definitely one. And then also Kirsten, just for like in general, just recruiting me and making like my experience like the best that she possibly could. And she, I think there's in at least in like the women's lacrosse like landscape, there's a lot of like coaches, and then there's like players coaches, where like the coaches very much like look out for themselves, don't really show an interest in the players, but I would say Kirsten's on the other end of the spectrum, where she like genuinely cares about every individual and takes an interest in what they're studying, like their families. And so to not have that in a head coach, I think would have like made this experience much worse and not enjoyable. So those would be my two people.
For sure. What's next for you? What are your future plans?
Yeah, so I am moving to New York in July, and I will be working at Bank of America Merrill Lynch doing the whole sales and trading gig. So doing finance for maybe a few years, and then I would love to go back to school and get an MBA or like a master's in public health, because I was a public policy major and then global health minor. So would love to like do something with the intersection of those two. But yeah, that's my plan for now, going to New York, which is nice because there's a lot of Dukies in the city.
Is your plan to live with teammates or what?
Yeah, I'm living with Charlotte Tuch. So
what a combo.
What a deadly combo.
That's a dream team.
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it. But if any of the listeners want to stay in touch with you or anything like that, what's the best way that they can either follow or stay in contact?
Yeah, I guess in the age of social media, Instagram, I guess, or Twitter.
Will you give a shout out?
Yeah, both are @LivJenner, so pretty like succinct username, non-creative, but
yeah, that keeps
yeah,
it easy for
yeah. Exactly.
Great. Yeah. Well, this has been awesome. Thanks for coming on.
Perfect. Thank you, Jason. This was very fun.
And good luck with everything.
Thanks.